Yes, I remember reading something about Gary Vee. He said something along the lines, I won't quote him specifically, but he said that he does speaking engagements for like 5 or 10 minutes, not for the money, but for the content, because he can chop that in 30 different ways. And I think he released the Gary Vee content model. I'm not sure if you've seen it, where he talks about how to actually take long content, make into micro content, repurpose that content, and just have like one 10-minute video. He's posting across 16 different social media platforms. And of course, he says content is king. And I think that's very important. And you yourself are a great content creator. So what is your day like in terms of balancing university and being a content creator? Because you said, you mentioned that you had exams. So I guess that you study. And where do you study, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so I'm studying at Coventry University right now, and I'm in my final year studying computer science.
And computer science is obviously not a easy sailing degree. So how do you manage your time day to day? What does your calendar look like?
What I've done recently, maybe not in the first year or like second, like kind of year, maybe second half of second year, but transplay up into blocks. So, you know, I'll do like a uni block, like the first half of the day or like second half of the day, depending on when my actual like scheduled lessons are. And then like for the like next 4 or 5 hours, I'll just focus on like the entrepreneurship type of, space and like the TikTok and stuff like that. Because initially when I started TikTok, it wasn't to be like, I didn't want to be a content creator. Like it was just like, I'm just going to post because like I enjoy, this type of content. I think I can provide value. I'll learn along the way. Like I'm not an expert. And also like it can build my personal brand. So that was like the main motivation behind it. Like it was never to be, I never thought I was going to be like a content creator or like label myself as a content creator, but obviously we're here now. So yeah.
Yes, you're here now on the Valuable Podcast. If you're listening, don't forget to subscribe to our mailing list to get valuable insights from myself and Ash. But that's quite interesting that you never actually planned to be a content creator, because I'm sure some people are listening and they're thinking they have this grand plan of posting on TikTok and reaching 300, 400K, right? They're looking at so many people's videos, such as yourself. They're writing down what makes it good, what makes it bad, etc. So to somebody starting out, do you recommend having such a focused approach into content creation, or do you think they should just get started and see where it goes?
I think, you know, that's definitely important about what you said, like, you know, having it noted down and stuff. Like I've never done that before. Like, you know, just to like put out there. And I think the important thing is just to get started. Like literally you'll learn more from getting started than actually writing down everything, like in my opinion anyway. Because I feel like a lot of people with whatever it is, we can get into like a mode of like, or like a state of like analysis paralysis, where it's like, you know, you're overthinking it too much. And like, okay, how can I make my first perfect TikTok? This and that. And like, you just don't end up doing it, or like you just never kind of really build the momentum. So, you know, I've definitely been like a victim of that, and did that at the start, but just start out by doing it and you'll see what works.
Wow. Analysis paralysis. Let's break that down a bit. So what exactly is analysis paralysis? And you said that you suffered from it. So how do you actually overcome it?
So overcome it, but just by doing it, like literally just do it. Like it sounds like cliche, right? Like you hear it a lot, just do it, but literally just do it. But I think, you know, analysis paralysis is kind of tongue twister, but literally I think because a lot of people look at themselves as like perfectionists or whatnot. Like, I don't know, maybe before you started this podcast, right? Like you thought about, okay, cool. Like the mic, the setup, like guests, like all these different kind of components, right? You think of doing it, like even on TikTok, you're like, okay, what type of content am I going to post? Like, do I need a system to like be consistent with it? Like maybe a video camera, because obviously people are doing it now with like cameras and stuff. So like just kind of thinking too much and like analyzing the situation too much, right? And it's like it paralyzes you almost, because you never end up doing what you said you're going to do, because you're doing too much of like this analysis. So I think that's a really big thing, and it's common in like different industries.
Thank you for listening to this short snippet of the Valuable Podcast. I hope this was valuable advice you can apply to your own life. make sure to listen to the full episode out now and take a browse of all the other valuable episodes. Additionally, subscribe to the newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.